Thank you, Lord. Let's pray first. Thank you, Lord. Father God, what a time, and we declare that this time is blessed because we are in your presence, and it's an opportunity you've given us to hear your word. Jesus, you said at one time in the Gospel of John that your words are life to us. And it is your Holy Spirit that brings life to it. We honor you, Lord Jesus, because you are not just the way, the truth, but the life. That your intention that our lives is not just merely to exist, but to give meaning and purpose in our lives, God. We thank you for the gift of life and our prayers that, Lord, may we value this life you have given us. And that this life that you have given us be surrendered to you. This life will be surrendered to your will and your purpose, O God. Not just to live this life for ourselves, but to remember others who need Jesus. We honor you, Holy Spirit of God, because you are the one who would give understanding to all of us. Lord, hindi ka naman naghahanap ng Bible scholar among us. You're just wanting a heart that is so hungry for you, that heart will be filled, will be satisfied and blessed, O God. And that, Lord, ang buhay namin will count in the light of eternity, O God. And we honor you, Lord Jesus, as you speak to our hearts today, that through the work of your Spirit, help us to obey your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're able, let's honor the Lord Jesus. And if you have your Bibles with you, if you could turn it to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to start with verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 19. All the way up to the last verse of that chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 9:19. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under whose law? Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all of this for the sake of the gospel that I may share in its blessings. Look at verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But for us Christians, we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Now, please put a mark there, because in our study, we're going to refer to it now. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, we're going to start with verse 1 all the way up to verse 7. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Now, verse 5, similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the what? To the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Verse 7, reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Lord, we open up our hearts to your word and help us, give us understanding, and help us to live by the principles and truth from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. How many of you, you know, when you encounter people, have you met people who are goal-oriented? Yes. You know, people who set goals and work hard to achieve those goals. You know, in my workplace, you know, we value this because we understand how, you know, the owners of the company and management understand the importance of it, and they call it the wellness program. They have introduced it in the company, and so now it's a program wherein people are encouraged to live a healthy life. So a healthy life would involve what? Diet, good eating, healthy food, and exercise. So now, if you would go to our office, I don't have it, but most of them, they have it. They call it a Fitbit. Anyone familiar with that? Yeah. It's like a watch, and it keeps track of the steps. Counts the number of steps you take every day. It monitors. And so they would even encourage that if they are the one who earns the most steps, number of steps, would win like $300. Or, exactly. These are all incentives, right? And they just started this 30-day diet plan, and they have this book that tells you what are the things to eat, healthy food, to give up yung mga refined sugar and all that. And I said, oops, that's kind of hard. And so, but you would see that many of them are so focused to these goals, right? And so, as they achieve it, you know, they would say, oh, now I feel good. Now, for the younger folks, another one, for some young adults, you might have career goals. You and I would have conversations with some young people that, oh, I want to be this when I grow up. They would want to be, what is that course now, the PA, physical, no, no, not, physician assistant. One time I went to my doctor's office, and my primary care doctor was not available, but the person who attended to me was called a physician assistant. Meaning to say, they went, I think that would require more years, rather than a regular LVN or RN. But, you know, when I sat down with her, oh, wow, it's like I was impressed, very thorough and all that. And so because, you know, not to put down my primary care physician, but at times the primary care, it's like, mabilis, ano, no? But with her, you know, and so that might be a career goal. I've been talking to a lot of young people that they would like to be that. Praise God for that. Now, I don't know what your goals are now, in whatever age you put, background, but do you know that even in our spiritual lives, we should have goals? You know, when you and I come on Sundays, what's your goal when you come on Sunday? To know more about the Lord. See, what we want as a church is that we begin to see how important faith is. Gusto po nating maintindihan na our faith with God is not just about Sunday, or Monday hanggang Sabado, oops, oh, I'm on my own. No, what we want is for everyone to understand that our faith in Christ would change our lives drastically. What do we mean by a drastic change? Meaning to say, when we would say, you know, how have you heard someone ask you, how's your walk with the Lord? Has someone asked you that? I'm going to ask you that today. How is your walk with the Lord? Walking with someone would mean walking side by side. In Amos, it says, how can two walk together unless they are in agreement? Can I say that again? That's found from the Word of God. Things that you and I need to ask ourselves. How is my walk with God right now? Because in Amos, it says, how can two walk together unless they are in agreement? You know, last time we talked, like partially touch Hebrews 11, and there was one guy, his name is Enoch. Do you know that he is one of, there are only two characters in the Bible that was translated, hindi ho naka-experience ng death. Enoch was one of them, so he's an example of yung talagang rapture. Because the Bible tells us that he walked with God. All throughout his life, he walked with God. So meaning to say, he's not just a Sunday goer. So meaning to say, every day of his life, he would have conversations with God. He would talk to God. And God was so pleased with this man that he probably when they were walking together, oh, I'm going to take you right now. They were just walking until they reached heaven. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? So here's our goal. We don't want to be just Sunday goers. We want that yung relevance ng ating faith would change us, would change the way we view life itself, would change the way we view people around us, would change our view as far as our priorities. We would always say this, you would all agree, whether you're just a housewife or you're a retired person, you're already in your 70s and 80s, you're just at home, nothing to God is wasted. Meaning to say, Lord, buhay pa ako. You have given me life. So meaning to say, do you and I recognize, and it's we need to really accept this truth na, you know, we would always say this, Lord, apart from you, Lord God, we are nothing. Is that true for you and me? Yes. Kaya ho tayo buhay. Why? It's God who has preserved us until this day. Amen. Until this day. And so meaning to say, kaya Lord, meron ka pang purpose. And so, God, I would want to live my life no longer doing the things that I want, but pleasing you. Because the Bible says one of the things, sabi sa, no one, it's faith that pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We need to believe in God. We need to believe His Word. Not just hear it, but obey the Word of God. Obey the Word of God. Amen. And so, here in we started with 1 Corinthians 9, and most of us are familiar that this was written by the Apostle Paul. Someone changed by God. We had that in our previous many, many Bible studies, that he was a changed man because he had an encounter with Christ. And that's, we all need an encounter with Jesus. We all need that. Because when you and I have a true encounter with Christ, alam niyo po, our life will be changed. Forever change. Last Wednesday, you know, Sister Sally blessed us with a word. And she gave us, you know, a powerful testimony of how now she loves the Lord because, the Lord changed her. And she gave us a glimpse of the kind of life she led before. And she said she was a person without hope, without direction, and she said, I used to drink and I used to smoke. Huh? And I, first time, she used to drink and smoke. And it's like when you look at her, what? Or Brother Roel, drug addict before, what? Why? No trace. Why? Changed by God. Changed by the Lord. We don't, hindi po natin inaangat sarili natin. No, we never do that because we always exalt Jesus because it's Jesus who changes us. All the glory, you know, we sang that, for you alone deserve all the glory. And so here is the Apostle Paul. He said, I'm a free man now because you know what? He was bound by rules. And a lot of people think that Christianity is about rules. You know, may talagang rules from the Word of God. Like the Ten Commandments, hindi naman 10 suggestions, ano? Hello? Nung pinanood niyo ba ho si, ano ba yung sino yung si Moses? Si Charles Heston. Yung Ten Commandments sa movie, right? Ten Commandments, hindi ho 10 suggestions. And a lot of people see that, oh, you know what? I could pick and choose what I want from the Word of God. And that part, no. No. Our role here is to share to you the whole counsel of God. The counsel of God in its entirety, because we have a God who cares for us. He knows what works in our lives. He knows what works in relationships. He knows what works in a married life. He knows what works in a family life. If you are someone, you're just starting to raise a family, this is a good time for you to invest in the Word of God and find out what works. You know, I was just reading one of the books written by, an anointed teacher. His name is Josh McDowell. And the title of the book is Disconnected Generation. How important is a Wi-Fi connection sa inyo? Hello? Oh, di, pag nandito kayo sa church, minsan kakato kayo sa office. Oy, walang Wi-Fi connection. Pakicheck naman. Hello? Kayo ah. Hindi ko makita yung Facebook ko. Pakikata pa yun. Brother Nelson, Brother Roel, pakicheck naman yung router dyan. Oh. Hindi na nag-work. Hina naman ang ano ba klaseng connection, right? In this culture that we live in, that's so important. Wi-Fi connection, right? Like if I go to Cedar Sinai, it's like they have this, they would tell you how to get connected to their server. Para while you're there waiting, you could get connected. We start with that because how important is it for us to stay connected with God? How important is it for us to stay connected with Christ? When Jesus said, if my words abide in you, Brother Roel said something about fruitfulness. How do we become fruitful in our lives? It's staying connected with Jesus. And we will say, how do I get connected? How do I get connected with Christ? Here's the word. The word, prayer, worship, all of this, part of our staying connected with the giver of life. Amen. And so gusto po natin na maging goal natin is that the more you and I come to know Jesus, it builds up our faith na we become so strong in our faith that we ourselves would experience na what it means to have this power that helps us to overcome lahat ng challenges sa buhay. How many of us have challenges today? Is that some might be quiet? It's okay. It's okay for you not to be like too transparent. I have my challenges. I could lift up both of my hands. You might be so quiet in one corner of this building, but God knows your challenges. But it takes humility and coming to God, na God, I don't know what to do, Lord. God, I've reached my end, God. Lord, I've tried, but I need you, Lord. I need your power. I need your guidance. Praise the Lord. So how important is it for us to stay connected with the Lord? Now, here is the Apostle Paul. One of the things that when we started with verse 19 was his life was so totally changed. Now, even the way he sees others is so different. Did you see that? When he said, though I am free and belong to no man, I became a slave to everyone. Why? He says, to win as many as possible. Did you see that? So, ang goal ni Apostle Paul was to know Christ more. We find that in the book of Philippians, ang goal niya is to know Christ. To know Christ more and more, the power of His resurrection. You know, we just don't talk about the power of His resurrection on Easter Sunday. We need to talk about it every day. Every day. Kasi pag may Jesus, if we receive Jesus, now, sino ho naninirahan na dyan? Nandiyan na siya sa atin. He's with us. And the Bible tells us that because Jesus is alive, the power that made Jesus rise from the dead is the same power that is within us. Can you imagine that? I could say that because every day of my life, I experience the power of God. My body would tell me, di ko na kaya. Right? And so I can relate with people with some physical challenges. I can relate. But I praise God that I have known Jesus. When I was 8 years old and paralyzed, that was one of the things that I asked the Lord, why did you allow that? Yung pala, for me to understand the power of God in my life. Now, He does not want me to rely on my own strength and ability, but that every day of my life, every time I take that step, I know that it comes from God Himself. It comes from Christ Himself. And, you know, how many would say, I would boast about my infirmities para makita ang surpassing greatness ni Christ? How many would say that? They, of course, all of us, in the natural, pag tinanong tayo, if someone would ask us, how many of us would always want to be healthy and strong? Of course, diba? Oh, yes. How many of us would always say, pag dukot sa bulsa, may pera? Parang sino yun, si Deli at Taytay, pag nagwalis ka, marami ka. No? Check mo yung sopa, di ilalim ang sopa, meron dyan pera. We would always want to be financially secure all the time. How many of us would want na ang relationships rosy all the time? Marriages, oh, lovey-dovey, lagi mag-asawa. Walang alitan, walang galitan. Di ba gusto natin po yun? But we know for a fact, we have lived long enough in this world to know that nagkakasakit. We get sick, but we've come to know the healing power of God. When there would be brokenness in relationships, we can call on our Jesus, Jehovah Shalom. He is the Prince of Peace that can bring peace in any broken relationship. When we find ourselves, walang trabaho na layoff, tried many ways, you find yourself, like, you know, my recent episode, I was on disability for so long, wala nang benefits, exhausted na, Lord, I have bills to pay. The reality now is when those things happen in your life and mine, what do? But we turn to Christ. We choose to believe that may promises ho si Lord from His word, as far as if you and I have Jesus, help is on the way. We choose to trust in Him. We choose to trust in Him. We choose to trust what the word of God says. Kaya you and I would experience God's power when hindi lamang ho pages ng Bible, that the Word of God would just remain here, but it needs to go here sa heart na to. And then we begin to speak out what the Word of God says and declare it over our situations. And when we begin to believe, Lord, I believe, you said. And all throughout those times, difficult times in my life, and I have seen how the truth of the Word of God ay nagmanifest in my situation. So the challenge is, how much do we know of Christ in our lives? Hindi lang po magtatapos sa Savior. And we value knowing Jesus as our Savior. But how much of us would come to know Christ as the one who is the shepherd of our soul? Who is our? Who is Christ to you? Who is Jesus to you? Natapos lang ba sa He's my Savior? I like what Sister Sally said. He's my Lord. When we say Jesus is my Lord, what does that mean to you and me? See, who's the boss? Huh? He is. What He wants, we obey. Most of the time, that's kind of like a tug of war for all of us, right? Kasi we've lived long enough wherein ang laging nasusunod po is tayo. What we want for ourselves. Can I just say this, that one of the things that we rarely hear messages with, whether you're watching some of the church channels and all, is one important principle from the word of our Lord Jesus is when He says, yung self-denial. Take up your cross daily and follow me. What do we mean by that? Because you and I cannot fully understand the power of His resurrection, not unless we realize what happened to us when we accepted Christ on Calvary. Can we go to Galatians first? babalik ko tayo sa 1 Corinthians 9, okay? Make a mark po dyan. Sa Galatians. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Galatians 5, verse 24. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Let me know if you're there. Okay. Those who belong to Christ Jesus, pause. How many of would really say that you belong to Christ? Yeah. We want everyone to have that certainty. Do you belong to Christ?
Yeah.
Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have what? Okay, crucified the flesh or the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Verse 25, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step in the Spirit, with the Spirit. Ito yun ang walking with the Lord, di ba? How is your walk with the Lord? Are we being led by the Spirit of God? Now, I want us to look first. Look at this. Tingnan nyo sa 19, same chapter, para maintindihan natin, ano ba yung sinful nature? Okay. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Number one, sexual immorality. See, the Bible talks about sexual immorality. Because some people would say, you know, nandito na ako sa America. I can do what I want with my body. Adultery, fornication, these are examples of sexual immorality. Adultery is when you're a married person, you are not to be in a relationship with someone else. Be faithful to your husband or wife. For those who are not married, they would say, you know, marriage is a piece of paper. No, I can just have sex with anyone that I want. That's fornication. That's fornication from the Word of God. Now, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred. Are you following the list with me?
Yeah.
Discord. Discord. When you are sowing things that would bring about division and strife. Sa family, when we choose to pick on someone and just focus on the negative of that person and we talk to another family member, that can sow discord, right? Jealousy, fits of rage, yung walang control na sa anger, it's like parang bulkan na, and they would just say whatever they want, and then boom! And do you know that anger, pag hindi controlled by the Spirit of God, is destructive, very, very destructive po ang anger. Because most of the times when we are angry, we say things that we do not mean. And later on, we would say, I should not have said that. Do you follow? Selfish ambition. Ano yung selfish ambition? Yung gusto lang, yung sarili lang. At the workplace, it could be, I don't care whether I step on someone else's toes, but gusto ko mas number one ako. Selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy. Envy, never being happy for someone else's success. May na-promote, dapat akin yun eh. Kaya, kasi ano lang yan, sip-sip yan eh. Kaya na-promote, sip-sip. Envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then, but it says, but the fruit of the Spirit, andyan na po yung love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, why do we turn here? Because when we said na, when you and I are growing up in the Lord, there will be indications of our spiritual growth na sa relationship with one another. Going back to what we read earlier, that those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature. When someone offends us real big time, our natural tendency is to get even or to harbor ill feelings, yung sama ng loob. Sama ng loob. And do you know that the enemy is so subtle in his ways, as far as, that's why he would want us not to be, hindi agad maging decisive in forgiving. We always go back to this area of forgiveness. You know why? Because every day we get offended. every day, at times, tayo ang cause ng offense. Hindi lamang tayo po ang na-offend. At times, we are the offender. Okay? But both ways, meron pong tinuturo si Lord. Let's say, let's go first dun sa we are the person who was offended. In marriage, when you are offended by your partner, maraming, ang nature is what? You know what? That's it. You've done this so many times. That's it. Tapos na tayo. No? Right. Do you know that the enemy wants always for us to go the easy way out? An easy fix is what? Just leave. And we see that in churches. When someone gets offended, I've seen that over all these years. Kakatok sa office. I was led by the Lord to leave. But the root cause is they were offended. And what they're doing is they would go to another church. And God knows na pag yung that part of us ay hindi na correct, they would also encounter that in whatever church they go, right? And so, pag na-offend, go to another place. Never get corrected. That's why Jesus said sa word niya sa Proverbs, look at Proverbs. It's full of reminders na you and I need to develop the attitude of accepting correction. How does correction come to us? It can be straight from the Word of God. It can be, let's say, on one Sunday, the word was said. Di ba kaya yung kasabihan, when I become a Christian, nag-click ko yung in Tagalog, sabi yung bato-bato sa langit, ang tamaan wag magagalit, di ba? I heard that when I was growing up, but I never knew what it meant. But see, because the Word of God is truth, and at times, truth hurts. Eh, iba, mahusay umilag eh. Sasabihin nila, naku, sayang, wala si brother dito, o wala si sister. Yeah, exactly. Not realizing it's for us. It can be repeated. Why? Because learning is by repetition too. It can be reminded to us all the time because we need to learn those things. You know, what I love about, and I know that's why God loves David so much. David, remember David? I love Psalm 51. Sige po, turn tayo doon, ha? I like that. Psalm. I think it's in 51. I hope I'm not. I think it's 151. It says, wait. It says, you know what? It's not there. But in Psalm 51, he talked about how important it is to ask God's forgiveness, right? Yeah. But there's another portion wherein he says he would accept the rebuke of a righteous person, meaning to say he was king at that time. I'm going to look for that verse for you. He's going to, God can even use people to correct us. Sa case ni David, he was already king at that time. And when he committed adultery, and committed not just adultery, but even murder, when he had the husband of Bathsheba, right? Do you remember that? Yeah. But how was he corrected? He sent Nathan, the prophet. Okay. I admire Nathan. Kasi ho, nag-obey siya kay Lord. Can you imagine when he was called by God to confront the king? Na sabihin, you are the one and you are guilty of this. Pero what was amazing about David was, hindi niya sinabing, hey you, I am the king, don't talk to me like that, right? He could have said that. But you know what? God saw his heart. God saw David's heart that nung pinadala niya si Nathan, ang response ni David was, I have sinned against God. Tinanggap niya yung correction ni Nathan the prophet. How many of us, did you see it? 51:3. Yeah, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. That's one, but there's another verse. I'm going to give it to you for the sake of time. Now let's go back. Now, we all need to be corrected, right? Part ng ating, in our Christian life is what? Part in our growing up, we need to be corrected. parents, when you have children, you correct them when they're wrong, right? Because you love them. Ganon din ho ang Panginoon sa atin. He loves us, so kaya kailangan pumapasok po yung correction from the word, and at times he might use, you know, people, brethren in the church. He could use a pastor, he could use another brother or sister as they are anointed by the Lord. Okay, now let's go back to 1 Corinthians that we read earlier, 1 Corinthians 9. Hallelujah. Now, look at this. So, the goal of the Apostle Paul was what? To know Christ more and more in his life. And the second one is what? To bring people to Jesus. Yun ho dapat maging goal natin as a Christian. Amen. But how did the Apostle Paul achieve these goals? What did he do? Number one, he avoided anything that will sidetrack him in his walk with God. If you are to be asked today, are there things that can pull us away from the Lord?
Yeah.
Mag-inventory ho tayo ng mga bagay na yan as the Holy Spirit would show us. Kasi iba-iba po ang ating situations, ano? But there would always be reasons para ang gagamitin po ng kaaway to pull us away from God. Now, so number one, that's what he did. He avoided anything that will sidetrack him in his walk with the Lord. Number two is what? Discipline. Who? Discipline. Now, Paul learned an important lesson that as a follower of Christ, it involves two things: freedom and discipline. Now, freedom in Christ does not mean, I'll do anything what I want, right? If I want and I feel like doing this, I'll do it. But that's not true freedom in Christ. The Word of God, we always say this, ano ang basihan natin to know what's right and wrong? The Word of God, that's our standard rule. Our standard rule, hindi opinion ng tao. It's not what God, what others would say, but it's what God says in His Word. Amen. And so as you and I grow up and mature in our faith, one of the indicators in our spiritual growth is yung ating relationship with one another. You and I become sensitive to the needs of others. Do you see that happening in your life? Do we see that happening in our lives now? Na kapag, lalo tayong when we get closer to God, na it's not just about us, but now we begin to have the burden for others. Amen. We give more weight, like yung sinabi po ni Apostle Paul. He has all the rights as an apostle. Pero alam niyo, sabi niya, to the Jews, I became like a Jew. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Let's say, let me give you an example. You know, most of us come from yung ating Catholic background. But we are so blessed that God showed us from the Word what it means to be, He longs to be worshipped in spirit and in truth, right? So we know lahat ng mga, the things that we have done, you know, when we were in that religious background. Praying the rosary and all that, you know, I was one of those na pag October month, naku, busy na ho kami sa, ano, yung Fatima. I would be the one carrying the Fatima to the next house and all that. Pero na-deliver ho ako from that, ano, dahil sabi ni Lord, si Christ lang ho. It's only Christ that we should worship. Now, let's say, katulad no, na-deliver kami. And I am sharing with someone who is right now still in that background. Hindi po ang dating is, hoy, mali yung ginagawa mo. It's like, of course, that's half the truth, right? It's wrong. Pero yung approach that would, sensitive pa sila dun. Hindi pa nila naririnig ang word. And so when we approach them in that way, and what happens? It becomes a stumbling block instead. Sa halip na ma-win, na-turn off. Sa halip na ma-turn on and would say, ay, gusto ko yung samahan nyo. Why? Kasi they feel the love. They feel the love. Hindi yung parang, we're trying to like give the truth, parang inaano natin, right? Oh, tanggapin mo to. Mali yung ginagawa mo. Diba? So, we have to be, another example, let's say, may nag-invite sa bahay nila. Okay, oh, Bible study. Sige, we open our Bible study in the house. Eh, ang niluto, dinuguan. Hindi ako makain. Sasabi ni isa, oh, walang puto. You know, some would have that conviction, we don't eat pig's blood. But if, let's say, you're trying to win that person, kasi sabi ko sa Bible, the kingdom of God is not about food and drink. Food and drink. And so, kung right now, as a Christian, now meron ka conviction not to eat that, you just don't say, ay, sorry, hindi ko kinakain yan. Bawal yan eh. No, instead, you know, pag-pray mo, ma-sanctify yun, right? And just, you know, be very discreet about the approach kung talagang hindi mo ma-enjoy. Huwag ka namang parang fake na, kunyari, enjoy ka pa, no? Yeah. You know, the Spirit of God would show us how we can win others in a very winsome way. Amen? Okay po ba yun? Another thing, like, some people would say, you know, you're supposed, when you come to church, dapat lagi kang naka-hat, naka- yung dress code. You know, we respect those churches, of course, that have that kind of conviction. Pero pag yung, let's say, what if that person cannot afford to wear a hat or always... You've seen me, I wear my trouser pants. But that should not be like a hindrance for me to come to church. Exactly. So we don't let those things be a stumbling block to others. Lalong-lalo po sa mga bagong Christians. Nagsisimula pa lang. And so, this is part of our study when we would say we would want to win others. Even for those who are already in the house of God. Do you know that we need each other? We need encouragement. And so, even when speaking the truth, it needs to be said always in love. Lahat po tayo, we're all learning. Kasama ako doon. We're all learning on how we can share the truth to them that will make them really... Wow, this is what I need. I need Jesus. Amen. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you pick something from that? So, ang ating goal is what? To know Christ and what?
To win
others. To win many people, as many as possible. All right. Amen. So now, we give more weight to the needs and feelings of others. Hallelujah. And no, and sige, as we go along, did you see that? How the Word of God, the Bible would always use many illustrations for us to show that the life of a Christian requires three things. For the sake of this study, makita ho natin na tatlong bagay po, three things na kailangan natin in our life as a Christian. Number one is hard work. Hard work. What else? Discipline and self-denial. Number three, preparation. When we read 2 Timothy chapter 2, ano sabi doon? We are likened to three. Ginamit pong three examples as a in the life of a Christian. Number one, we are to be what? Good soldiers. Number two, kinumpare tayo sa athletes. And number three, farmers. Bakit to? Ang good soldier, meron pong anak sila, Brother Joselito, Sister Rina. Nasa ano po sila? No? Nasa military, no? So, sila nandun. For anyone who nag-enlists sa U.S. Army or Marines or whatever, they endure what? Rigid training. Kaya pag sinabi pang, ano ba yung talaga mga Navy SEALs? Oh, my goodness. Do you remember na yung mission kay Osama Bin Laden? Mga Navy SEALs ang pumunta doon. And these soldiers, these men underwent rigid training dahil ang mission po ay napakahirap, right? And so it would require training and preparation. Hindi yung sino ba yung malakas sa loob dito? O sige, papadala kita kayo. Hindi nakukuha sa lakas. Kahit ang muscles natin, kasi laki ng muscles ng someone na Schwarzenegger nung time, right? But hindi yun, it's not the for us right now, it's not the physical preparation, but the spiritual preparation. But it would also require physical. Halimbawa, in what area? Fasting. We, sabi sa the Bible, ay B-U-F-F-E-T. Ano yun? B-U-F-F-E-T. Huh? Uy. I buffet this body. Naku, sabi, oy, naku, sabi sa Bible, I buffet my body. Punta tayo to eat all you can. Hindi ho, sabi, I buffet. Ibig sabihin, itong katawan na to, pag sinabi ng Holy Spirit, mag-fast. Sabihin natin sa body to, hindi ka kakain. Mag-fast tayo ngayon, right? So ang nasusunod, spirit, inner man. Okay ba yon? O, naintindihan na ito yung buffet, ha? Pag nakita niyo sa Bible niya, ha? Praise the Lord. Oh, may masarap sa Cerritos. Okay, praise the Lord. So, discipline, ano? Are you with me? So, as a good soldier, ano pa sabi sa Bible? Hindi dapat entangled with the civilian affairs. You know, I have someone at work and her son ay nasa Navy po. Ibang klase pong ano, talagang yung discipline nila. When they are sent for a mission, at times, the families don't even know where they are. Right? I had another co-worker, actually, he's just part of the medical team. Medical team nung time ho ng ano, yung crisis nung September 11. It's like, wow. And so he would be there, out there in the, meron silang, of course, yung tent kapag yung, as a medical doctor in the field. So the family, the wife, and the mother-in-law does not know where he is. That's how critical the mission is. And so, alam natin na they were prepared for that call because it would require sacrifice. Sacrifice. And we know that a lot of medical doctors were so badly needed para dun ho sa mga soldiers that have been na-injure and you know, many lives were saved because of their mission. And so, we remember that you and I were called, and as a good soldier of our Lord Jesus, ang goal natin is to please the commanding officer. Who is our commanding officer? It's our Lord Jesus. It's our Lord Jesus. So talagang, kailangan mo ma-develop sa atin yung attitude na, Lord, ano ba po ang gusto mo sa kung gawin? What do you want me to do, Lord? With this situation, God, what do you want me to do? We ask God. And do you know that He would tell us? When we seek Him with all of our hearts, He will reveal Himself to us. Amen. So as a good soldier of Christ, is there anything that kailangan hong matanggal na nagiging distraction in our mission as a soldier of Christ? We should answer that question kasi when we ask the Holy Spirit, He will begin to show us those things. Amen. Now, pangalawa, as an athlete, na-mention natin yan na as an athlete, like yung, I was reading an article, sa ano na to, professional, sa NBA na to, one of the players, mahilig hong mag-clubbing. And so, pag nag-clubbing, you drink, and then you stay up late. And the coach said, you're not playing. You're not playing. Because you're going to cause, pwedeng matalo ang team because of that kind of, hindi siya prepared. And so, even those four mga gymnasts, yung mga athletes, yung mga runners, they go through preparation then. And the goal is what? The goal is, kailangan ma-discipline ang body, ma-prepare ang body for the competition, right? Now, the third one is a farmer. Tayo, galing ho tayo sa Philippines, and we know what farming is, right? Farmers, these are hardworking people. They get up early. They prepare the land, they till the soil. Marami pa po. Marami silang ginagawa para, you know, and it would require also what? Patience on their part. They sow a seed. Yung laging yung natin pinag-aaralan, not just in the area of giving, but even in our, you know, every time the Word of God would say, when God moves, it's always in a seed form. Binhi. So meaning to say, it would require patience on our part para alagaan yung tinanim, we nurture that, and we wait till that grows up. Maraming ginagawa dyan, fina-fertilize, dinidiligan, pinuprune and all that, right? Bakit? Para maging fruitful ang harvest. Now, here's the thing. Sa tatlong yun, three examples that the Word of God gave us, ang focus nila is what? Here we go. Focus, ang soldiers is victory sa battle, right? Tayo as soldiers of Christ, we know that the victory has already been won by Jesus at the cross. But we need to enforce the victory that Jesus has accomplished at that cross. Kailangan hong equip tayo with the Word of God. And the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Yun ho ang ating sandata against the enemy of our soul. So when the enemy would throw lies, pag sinabing, gaano ka bang tagal nagpa-pray? Brother Nelson and Sister Nancy, it took them 30 years. Talk about patience. And what was remarkable about their testimony was, they recognized that without the Lord, they wouldn't be here. Hindi po sila tatagal in their walk with God. After waiting for that long, what, 30 years? 30 years. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's why, sabi, be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus. And when we do that, makita natin yung what, Lord, now we understand why you had, siya hong may reason as far as the seemingly delay, but what we know is what the Word of God says, that God makes all things beautiful in His time. Amen. So ang focus natin as a soldier is what? The victory that Jesus accomplished at the cross. Amen. As an athlete, ang focus natin is what? The prize. Right? Have you heard yung mga ini-interviewing natalo? They were just like the silver medal. Yun lang na, yun ang kanilang na-accomplish. They're not satisfied, right? Why? Because they wanted the gold. Tayo ho, praise God, ang ating reward is something that would last. We choose, because Jesus said in Revelation 20, sa last chapter ng Revelation, I am coming and I have my reward with me. Do you know na may rewards po tayo sa Panginoon sa ating faithfulness as we continue to do the work of God? Amen? Praise the Lord. And lastly, as a farmer, ang focus is what? The harvest. The harvest. So, as we end, ano ang natutunan natin dito? We have to keep our eyes on our Lord Jesus. As a soldier of Christ, as an athlete, we choose to focus on the reward. Ang goal natin is what? To win the prize. Meron po tayong heavenward calling. Amen? And as a farmer, as spiritual farmers, ang ating pong focus is what? The harvest of souls. The harvest that many will come to know Christ in their lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you and we honor you this day. We thank you for your tender mercies every day ng aming buhay, Lord. We thank you for the grace that is found in your Son, Jesus. Maraming salamat, Lord, sa word mo, Panginoon, for all of us today, that there's such a need for us to focus on Christ. That there's such a need for us, Lord God, as good soldiers of our Lord Jesus, na ang aming goal is to please Jesus as our commanding officer. That as an athlete, Lord God, you have reminded us that kailangan po namin ng discipline. Kailangan po namin ng work ng Holy Spirit mo upon all of us in our weaknesses and struggles, O God. Help us, O God, to be like that farmer na talagang it would require hard work on our part, Father God. Because, Lord, we know that it would entail cooperation on our part para makita po, Panginoon, Lord God, yung power ng Holy Spirit upon our lives. What we cannot do, we are reminded. Studying the Word of God would require focus, discipline, to focus our minds and our thoughts on you, O God. There's a call for us to set our minds on things above and not on earthly things, God. And it would require discipline on all of us, O God. Tulungan mo kaming lahat, Panginoon. Help us all, Lord God, we pray, through the power of your Spirit. That, Lord, O God, when there's such a call for us to walk with you, Lord, O God, na we will be in agreement with what your word tells us, O God. Lord, we realize that most of us come from a background na, Panginoon, na we all came from that background wherein we are so dependent on our own strength, abilities, and resources, God. But what pleases you, Lord God, is a heart is dependent on you alone. Father God, we thank you that, Lord, even may mga challenges na dumaan sa aming buhay at dinadaanan pa, some of your people might be going through difficult times even right now. We thank you that, Lord, the strength will come from you. The help to overcome it and face them, O God, comes from your Holy Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, today, We honor you, Lord Jesus, as the one who has called us, O God. May we all have the same declaration of faith, katulad ni Apostle Paul, to live is Christ. Ang aming buhay now is so focused on doing the will of the Father, doing what Jesus has called us to do by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, touch everyone in this congregation, we pray. Palakasin mo at patibayin mo ang faith ng bawat isa, Panginoon. Maraming salamat. Thank you so much for your love for us, God, na it's your love that has sustained all of us, O God. In fact, your word promises that you are more than able to keep us from falling, O God. And so, Lord, this afternoon, O God, we honor you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, O God. Help us. Yung lessons na itinuro from your word, even how to win others for Christ. Na yun din ang maging goal namin, Lord. So number one is to know Jesus more and more in our lives. And Father God, even the love for others, Lord. Lord, patawarin mo kami kung many times we have insisted on doing things our way. Ni-insist namin yung pamamaraan namin, Panginoon. Or at times we insist on we're just so focused on our selfish interests and never recognizing yung needs ng iba, Lord God, whether it be someone close to us, in our families, oh God, in our family, or even in the church, Lord God. Help us all to be sensitive to the needs of the people around us, oh God. Let it start at home and in your church, God. For we know that when, as what Jesus said, people will know that we are truly disciples of our Lord if we have love for one another, God. Help us to be a loving church. Help us to be a church that opens a correction and a rebuke in whatever way or form that it can come in our lives, God. We want to be wise before your sight, O God, and not wise in our own eyes, Lord. This is our prayer, God. When we need correction, help us to accept it and ask for the power of your Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord, O God, for it is your desire that all of us grow up spiritually. We even remember those, O God, na Panginoon, na wala dito ngayon in the service today. For those who are sick in their bodies, we pray for your healing touch. We pray for those who have backslidden, O God, ang heart nila malayo sa iyo, Panginoon. But Lord, one thing we know, that you have a way, powerful way of bringing them back to your fold, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we commit to you the remainder of this day, O God, our time of fellowship, Lord God. And above all, maraming salamat, Panginoon, O God, that Lord, you are equipping us, O God, all of us, to know that your word matters in our lives. Mahalagang salita mo sa aming buhay. Let it be our guide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all rise up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. As we worship the Lord, for He alone is worthy of glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's sing that song to the Lord.